Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. They're PBA. Proud of where they are from, excited to where they're going. They are Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Thank you for taking that over for Shin Daddy.
Yes.
Can you imagine the excitement right now because of Pinnacle Bank, and then all of a sudden now they're having the greatest basketball season of all time.
History
and
the
program. And Brian Morrow's the one who put it all together, and he's the one who runs Pinnacle Bank.
Morrow needs to address something, though.
About changing oil in the car? No, that
PBA, the venue, gets really hot after games.
So you want temperature control.
It's really hot after games. Mm. I think it's because all the fans go home.
You know what? I'll give you that.
Brilliant.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, Jake.
I wasn't expecting a joke there.
I felt it coming. I felt it coming.
Like a bad cold. Yes. Like a bad cold.
Yes.
You felt it coming.
That was yes. Not bad.
Thank you.
They have the best ATMs also.
Why is that?
Like the Cadillac of ATMs. I don't know. You just feel comfortable
at
in front
the PBA?
Of them. Yes.
At the PBA, you feel comfortable in that baby?
Yeah. They're really good.
Oh, yeah. They have one on, help me with the address, 70th and Adams. I drive just in there all
Pinnacle
the time.
Bank locations.
Yeah. That's how I change.
Well, they're all over the state. That's why they are the state.
That's why they're Nebraska in a bank.
Yes.
They say
Nebraska in a bank. Think about that.
Pinnacle they're banks
everywhere.
All over?
Yes. Oh, they're everywhere. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Not just Lincoln.
No. Steve, you're funny.
Omaha, Beatrice, Creed, everybody has a Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah, everybody has a
Pinnacle. And you guys go sit with Morrow.
I sat with him.
I have not sat with him yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. I got the Creighton ticket. He did. Yeah, I was pretty excited. Went with his father-in-law, too.
No, you guys were down with him.
That was the first time I learned what it costs to go to a game. As far as like that. I went and got three beers, and it's $48.
Yeah, that's about right, Bill.
I was like, okay. All right, this is real. Things just got real. I'm gonna have to get a bartending job to afford to go to a game.
Oh, you got two trucks.
Yeah,
you can sell one.
Actually, I really can't.
That's okay. Anywho,
thanks to Pinnacle Bank for sponsoring Hour 2.
Before
we get to this massive news in college football, there is some breaking news here.
Oh, whoa!
Is it about Harbaugh?
In the last segment, we did ask Lori in Sioux Falls for the spreadsheet of our power rankings.
Yes.
She emailed it to me. I have it. I have the spreadsheet for our weekly power rankings in my email.
That's going to be awesome.
Right now. We can have the final assessment when the year is over. We can
what
go
I really
want to
see
them.
Is week one.
See the rise of Indiana.
Yeah. I want to see week one and where we finish out at. It'll be startling. Remember, Wisconsin was, 18th for a long time?
Yes.
And they fought themselves way out of the gutter.
How far out of the gutter, I wonder, did they get?
We only got about 14th?
Yeah, they got to
13th or 14th. 14th, like that. It wasn't like they were all of a sudden sitting there at third. They got a nice quarterback out of the portal.
And that is?
I think he's from Old Dominion. And Old Dominion,
I like that guy too.
Old Dominion had a really good year.
He's a good quarterback.
I was a little surprised that the guy from North Texas went to Oklahoma State. Watch for Oklahoma State to go from just completely downtrodden to pretty good.
Because
North Texas is, that whole team is coming up to Oklahoma State.
Under?
The new coach, I don't know his name.
Eric,
North Texas.
Eric something?
I don't know.
Got it.
The quarterback is Mestemaker.
And he didn't even start in high school at quarterback.
So they're bringing up a bunch of dudes from North Texas.
Well, North Texas was good.
Everyone's doing that, which is an advantage. I mean, Auburn, Iowa State is basically all went to, 16 players, I believe, have went to Penn State.
Well, I know this. They only had 16 left, Iowa State, and one scholarship player.
His name is Eric Morris, the head coach at Oklahoma State.
Okay. Eric Morris.
Is there any chance that Penn State reaches out to the remaining 16 and says, just come on up. We got a place for you.
Is it Jimmy Rogers, the new coach at Iowa State?
That's right, Jimmy Rogers.
I don't imagine he's sleeping a lot right now.
How could you?
But imagine this conversation. Got you ready for spring ball. Like, spring ball? We couldn't even do a 7-on-7 right now. Yeah. Imagine trying to build that roster. Well, but who did it? Who built the roster? Who did the best roster build last year? Hands down, not even close.
Give it.
Any idea?
Give it to me.
Eck, New Mexico.
Did he have a decimated roster?
60 new players. 60.
So you can do it.
And they'd won three or four the year before.
You can do it.
And then they won 9. And so.
But I'm going to tell you right now, Iowa State ain't winning 9 next year.
It'd be hard. It'd be hard pressed.
464-5685, call or text as always. We have a major situation brewing in college football. Now, the portal, as we all know, is a mess. We saw Nebraska have Kenny Minchie for a day, and he left and went to Kentucky. So it's already been a mess here. But last night, bombshell from Pete Thamel reports that Williams, the Washington quarterback, is entering the portal with a do not contact tag on his entry. Why this is interesting is that 4 days ago, he had signed a contract to return to Washington, who now is going to pursue legal action against him if he is allowed to transfer out to somewhere else.
Well, a couple things. One has to be is that was it signed? That's always the first thing. Well, there was this, but this had to be, was it signed and not approved, or what was it?
The report I'm reading said he inked it.
But can I tell you why this is gold?
Sure.
Why this is great?
I'd like to hear this.
We need this to happen. We need him to be signed and then just take off someplace else and play there and just have contracts. Because then maybe, every commissioner will get together and say, if we don't get this fixed, It's going to get everybody. Because right now you need to break the straw that breaks the camel's back, and hopefully this could be it. Well, think about this. Last year, the guy just left after a contract in non-portal time. He left Wisconsin, just said, "I'm not staying here. I'm going to Miami." He's Miami's starting corner,
Xavier Lucas, from Wisconsin.
No one did anything. So, if you win, what are you going to do with this? So say you want to.
That was a big problem, by the way.
Yeah, they just left, and then every kind of let it go away. Like, eh. So, what do you do if they win? If Washington wins, he has to come back. How's that going in the locker room if he has to come back?
Not good.
And my point is, you better have it to have it just completely fall apart gives you a chance. Have you completely fall apart? If you sign someone,
you want him to go.
I do. I want it to be mayhem, because then somebody's going to finally say enough's enough. And if we don't collective bargain, right now they're signing contracts, the contracts mean nothing. I mean, if it's in his contract, and the rumor is it was $5 million. If the contract was $5 million, and there's not a clause in there that says if you break this contract, you owe us this money, and they can just leave. And what contract? So right now, if the quarterback from UNLV, what's his contract?
I who knows?
But who cares?
Right.
If it's like, guys, these contracts don't matter. We can do whatever we want.
That's not a good world.
The world is going to be, because before it was like there wasn't contracts. It was kind of like, okay, we're just, and think about this, the contract was probably with who? The university. I mean, it's through the rev share. Maybe some other avenues to that, but that's the issue with this. And just to have somebody sign, do a huge story on you, and then also, how bad does that get Washington? If he'd have went in the portal a week ago, it'd been like, I went in the portal. Big deal. But now they re-signed. So now Washington is like sitting there going, like, who do we get?
Yeah. So he's the thing is, he might go to LSU.
Yeah.
Now, where do you come down on it? Because if you go real hard into why doesn't he just stick with this commitment to Washington? He committed to those coaches and the players and the university and the fans. What then you got what inevitably you get people coming back at you with, come on, LSU's going to give him $2 million more or whatever it is. You can't. Why don't you give him some grace? I don't know. I still come down old school. You signed with that team, and those are your people.
Yeah. You don't get it.
Stay with.
There's a pretty good model out there. Who is it? The NFL. Because all of a sudden, like right now, someone's playing really good at quarterback like that. You can't go get him. They're under contract.
Right.
Can't be that going, well, but the
system,
Seahawks,
they have a
the
system.
Seahawks are going to pay him $2 million, so I'm going there.
They have a system in place.
Yep, they do.
There's no free agency every year.
No, this
for
is
every
no
play. Can you imagine the NFL, the mayhem, how much we would hate it if it was free agency every single year for every single player?
Mahomes can do what he wants.
Mahomes, can you imagine? I mean,
leave during the year.
Yeah. I mean, and then there, you can leave during the year. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I mean, it's nuts. Bo Nix, all of a sudden, like, well, you know what? Wouldn't mind playing for Atlanta.
Yep.
Pretty good setup down there. When are you going to go? I'm going to go there next week.
Yep.
Give it a shot.
I'm talking to him right
now. Yeah, if you don't have
They're talking to me right now.
If you don't have some, and then there's no tampering because you can't. But if you don't get to the collective bargaining part, which we've talked about on this show for months now, everybody's we don't want to make them employees. If you don't do it, so you, this is why this is good. It's good to have it happen. Just have a complete mayhem and let people. So somebody just, and then finally Sankey and Petitti are going to say, enough's enough.
What would you say if you're Jed Fish? You might still say that. Go. Just go. Because we need to get this fixed. I'll figure something out. What would you say to that kid?
Well, I don't think it's going to, whatever, they must feel. Here's the other thing that was interesting I heard this morning. The agency that represents the quarterback is the same agency that represents Jed Fish. The same agents. Mm. And the same, well, again, is that not collusion? I mean, how does that even work with that?
Rules in college football. So collusion's not even a thing. I mean,
for there was a while there that I think it might have been last year with the quarterback at LSU and Brian Kelly had the same agent. So they were negotiating. Imagine that. Who's negotiating? The agent negotiating for the quarterback, who's also the agent of the head coach. Right.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Know it.
So it just goes down bizarro world that you can't even stop. So that's one thing that's make. But for him just to up and leave, what was the conversation? I had to be like, and also they had he's marked as do not contact, which means he has his spot and he's ready to go.
And I wonder if you're a Jed Fish, you just say this is the way it is.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot else you can do but say it the way it is, because there must be something there with this contract. Or I'm going to say
we got to see these contracts. See what.
That's the thing, too.
They're not ironclad.
Why do we not get this? I mean,
you don't see them.
But now with some of these contracts, there'll be a great question to ask maybe to Carson is, now they're through the university, so now it should be public record, right?
It won't be, though. Yeah.
Some of it has to be.
It's a federal law that you can't do it. It's not going to happen.
So we can do the contracts of every coach and show you every detail, but not the players.
Except the private schools. Yeah.
How's that?
Well, I understand the private school part, but
right now,
simple ones. He can have all of Dennis LeBlanc's emails today, or not get them today, but you can request it and
a
get
FOIA
them
request.
However long
but
it took
you can't get those contract numbers for players. You can't get them.
So it's
they're protected.
It's open.
It's because of their
this
students.
Story is the biggest one of the biggest stories ever in college football.
Damond Williams.
This one is of not. This isn't like the Sharon Moore. That was scandal stuff. This one is this is to the core of NIL and portal and everything with it. And it's like, you know what? You know what you guys wanted? You guys wanted money, and you wanted signed contracts. You wanted it guaranteed, and they gave it to them. The players, got it. They got the money, got it guaranteed, got it signed. He says, you know what? After it's signed, I can do a little bit better.
That's not right.
So right now.
That's not right.
So right now, same thing that if you're sitting here and you're that naive to think that all of a sudden that the quarterback that committed to Nebraska like that can't go someplace else today like that, or couldn't go in a week someplace else with this thing just kind of goes, what do we do?
Because the chairs are still moving. Mm. The music hasn't stopped.
Now the only thing that can happen to Washington is there might be somebody that had not planned to be in the portal and just says, you know what? I want to go to Washington.
What do you do now? What would you try to do if you're Pat Stewart, Matt Rhule, to ensure that you don't get burned? Is there anything you can do? Can you establish a relationship on a personal level where you look the young man in the eye and say, don't do this to us? Do not. Please just say you're going to be here.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it without some sort of a legality to it. And then right now it appears if there isn't one. And so it'd be interesting, like I said, who knows how that contract was signed. But they obviously, if he truly signed it and is getting out of it, they have a loophole. It's somewhere. And so maybe it's just the ironclad part of what you have to sign. So these contracts are going to be about like an old phone book.
And it's going to
about
like to be, aren't
about,
they?
About
they
to have be a to phone be. Book to be like, you try this. But until a judge steps in and says, whoa, no.
I don't know.
You signed this.
Right.
You signed it so you can't. Imagine if he has to go like, okay. Then he has to go back to Washington.
I don't. Well, yeah. You talked about the locker room part.
Most of the people will adjust.
Yeah. My experience now with these kids are they're so fluid and everything that they'll be fine. Yeah. I don't think there'd be a lot of, you were going to go to LSU. We don't really want you. I don't think there would be that.
Probably not as much. No, probably
not as much as there would have in our age, in our era.
No, I agree with that. Era. It's going to come better down times. To a story. It's going to be a storyline of epic proportion. Because just think about that.
It is right now.
At any time. And I also feel that the portal also is non-binding. I mean, there's going to be players. It's going to be April. They're going, I'm going. And they say, oh, you can't. Portal's closed. I'm going. Why not? You saw the guy do it from Wisconsin. He's starting right now. So,
well, Mac Markwit did it. Yeah. The tight end.
From LSU, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just went into it. I mean, some guys will just say, I'm just going to go to another school. Why can't I do that? I'm just going to enroll in another school.
Yeah.
I'm going to enroll. So, yeah, it's been done.
Both sides don't agree. That's why it's all in the NFL is that there's collective bargaining. So, the players' union, and they've all agreed to it, so they know what's going on.
Okay, now just talk me off this kind of thing. I do live a little bit in a fantasy world a little bit. Like, isn't there a part of you that go to Lane Kiffin and say, "Why are you doing this? Like, why are you messing with Washington's quarterback?"
Yeah, but what it sounds like either for some reason that their quarterback didn't pan out for him from
Levitt
didn't pan out.
Right. So now we got to go get somebody to sign.
That's what it sounds like, because all of a sudden Levitt was there.
Now he's at Tennessee.
Now he's going to Tennessee.
But you see how, to me, it's very unappealing from Lane Kiffin's standpoint. Like, so now you're going to go get a guy who just signed. But Lane Kiffin,
do you think that he cares about what people think?
But
he's already kind of a villain right now.
I wish people would kind of care a little bit.
He's embracing the villain role.
You guys respect each other in the coaching world. Like, no, I'm not going to do that to you. There's none of that. This is dog eat dog, right?
Yeah.
You got to be that way. I just wish there was a little bit of that. Like, no, I'm not going to go get the guy you just signed. Mm. We'll figure something out here. No.
And I love.
Isn't there another guy as good as Damond Williams out there?
We like that guy a lot. This show likes Damond Williams.
He's a bear.
We're a fan.
Yeah, we like him.
Well, he's super fast.
Yeah, he makes some plays at his feet. I don't know if he as good as Trinidad? I don't know. That would be a lot for me
close,
to say.
Right?
I go back to you went to Wisconsin and got beat. And they had some losses.
Damond Williams.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't, when they had to play, they pull up Washington's schedule. I mean, who they, lost it. And Oregon handled them.
So couldn't LSU find somebody else?
And so I don't know if it's like, hey, if they get him, they are in the national championship game. Like, I don't know if you can say
that. You got to go get a guy that's signed. Yeah, Lane's starting to grin on me. He is.
Just so it's Damon Williams this year, stats, just over 3,000 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Okay, pretty good.
How many passing yards?
3,065.
Okay.
70% completion rate.
That's pretty high.
Also ran 140 times for 610 yards, average of 4.3 a carry, 6 touchdowns. 31 sacks this year for Damon Williams.
31 sacks.
So, good player.
He got sacked 31 times.
He got sacked 31 times this year, yes.
That's shocking because he's athletic.
Yep, 31 sacks.
They must have bad protection problems.
Who'd they lose to?
They lost to, hang on a second.
I know
Washington, end of the season, they beat, of course, Boise State in the bowl game. Yeah. They lost to Ohio State 24-6. That was a home game in late
season.
They
got nothing going on.
Lost to Michigan on the road 24-7, same score as the Ohio State game. And then, of course, upset at Wisconsin 13-10. And then 26-14 home loss to Oregon to end the regular season.
They're working with that, but the Michigan game is a little shocking.
24-7. Yeah.
7 points. 7 points. Got nothing going.
Got nothing. Anyway, but I loved him as a quarterback. Yeah. If he was coming here, I'd be very excited.
But that's the guy though. LSU's locked in on is the guy they have to have.
I would almost imagine. I may be wrong. I'd almost imagine that if someone said, "Well, how did this start?" I think it started from Washington.
Yeah.
He said something when all of a sudden this thing went south, and it has probably agent
with Leavitt.
With Leavitt, all of a sudden, hang on a second. Would you guys have any interest in this? And all of a sudden they're going like, "What do you mean? You just resigned?" Well, maybe they always say it's inked. How many times do you think things are inked? And they really, I mean, it takes a long time to sign contracts. I mean, it takes a long time.
So you're right. I wonder if it was. Well, I don't. I wonder if it was initiated on that.
Oh, I guarantee it had to be. There's no way that I don't think that LSU was sitting there going like, okay, the person that we can, who is signed that we can just say screw it and go get still. I'm like,
The one hole in our conversation right now is I don't know who's left. Who else could you get that's maybe not under contract?
Don't know the list right now of those guys.
I should. Yeah. I probably have one right here. Like who could LSU go get?
Lagway's out there, but I don't think they want DJ Lagway.
No, you don't.
Based on the fact he threw 5 picks against them last year.
No, you don't want Lagway.
Oh no, you would.
What about Pribula? Hello,
he's not as close. I don't think.
Hello, he had a nice start to the year last year. That's about it.
It's probably going to be somebody.
Okay, hold on.
What'll happen is it's going to be somebody that's not in the portal right now.
They'll go
in. You'll probably hear somebody going in the portal today, do not contact, because he's going to Washington.
Mm-hmm. And there's some guys.
I want to know where the quarterback's going from Montana State.
Maybe he goes to Washington.
I can't imagine that he doesn't end up at least in the Mountain West Conference. I really can't. He's got a year left, so I can't imagine he doesn't have it.
The one guy we're missing on LSU is Dylan Raiola.
I
haven't heard his name there at all.
No, not Ivan, not either. Demon, yeah.
Well, they also mentioned today, I heard someone say, what if it's not LSU? What if it's Oregon? Is the one that would be, imagine if he went to Oregon from Washington. That's already as
heated. I'm looking down the list now. There's no, you know what? There's nobody.
The biggest name left is Dylan. Dylan's the biggest name left in the portal.
Yeah, there's nobody that you look at and go, oh, yeah, they should definitely go after him. There's really not. So Lane, you could say, is in a little bit of fix right now. And that explains why. That explains he's not going to say out of good faith for everybody, I'm not going to do this. No, he'll do it because he's got to.
You thought it was a slam dunk that one of two quarterbacks were going to LSU. Now one's visiting Tennessee and one's already at Texas Tech.
I mean, we like Grunkemeyer.
He's going to Va Tech.
Yeah,
and he's going to Va Tech. But and like if they messed around and said, Ethan, why don't you take a look at LSU? That's not the guy you can win with, probably.
I don't win with that. I also think he's like, I'm very happy from where I'm from, where I know Virginia Tech. I know the staff. This is where I'm at. I'm good.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.